Chapter 1. Listen. Hearing is one of the body's five senses, but listening is an art. Frank Tiger. If you're like me, the first 50 times or so that your parents tried to impart some life lesson, you either flat out ignored it or filed it away in the back of your brain as you rolled your eyes and said, "Yeah, whatever." It's only when you eventually learn that lesson the hard way that you acknowledge their wisdom, and that little voice in your head piped up with, "Oh, so that's what they meant." Here I'm speaking from experience. My father was a district attorney in private practice and eventually an Alameda County Superior Court judge based in Oakland, California. As I was getting started as an attorney, he repeatedly told me that the most valuable legal strategy was knowing which clients not to take. But as a newly minted lawyer, I was keen on taking whatever walked in the door, and I thought there were a good number of reasons to do so. I needed the experience, I needed the work, and I was, at some level, kind of flattered that someone wanted me as their lawyer. So when William Napoli walked in the door with a lease dispute, I was all ears. Unfortunately, I didn't use my own ears as much as I should have. William told me that his landlord had failed to make the necessary tenant improvements on his restaurant space. Because of this, William had been unable to continue operating his Italian restaurant, the restaurant that had been his lifelong goal and dream to open in the first place. He was forced to close the restaurant shortly thereafter, and the landlord was now suing William for the tenant improvements, back rent, and other damages. After listening to William and quickly reviewing the documents, I said I would need a $1,000 retainer against my then hourly rate of $125. William said he could pay me $500 right away and would come up with the remaining $500 at the end of the week. He said he would pay his legal bill promptly. Taking him at his word, I answered the landlord's complaint as William's attorney, thus making an appearance in the case. In the next few months, I learned several important lessons. First, although William had promised he would pay the rest of the retainer and his legal bills, he did no such thing. In fact,